Call from Hire My Caregiver.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi. Good afternoon, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How can I help you?
I have home. I want to be start for my home to home care.
Okay. You need home care services?
I have house.
You have a house,
yes.
Okay. And what do you need help with?
Yes, I need, so how do I start for home care for my house?
You wanna work for a home care agency? You wanna be a caregiver?
For my house, yes.
Do you have a patient?
No, I don't have patients. So I have a question. That's why, how do I start for this business?
Oh, I don't know, ma'am. You want to start a home care business out of your house?
Yes, my house, yes.
Right. I wouldn't know, ma'am. This is where you would call to set up services. Like, let's say you needed help in your home. You will call us and we would help you. Or if you were a caregiver looking for work.
How much are you paying for caregiver?
It depends on how many hours the patient has and what county the patient resides in.
Lancaster.
How many hours does the patient have?
24 hours.
24 what?
24 hours.
What's that? 24 hours?
Yes.
Okay, how many caregivers?
So, one caregiver.
One caregiver cannot do 24 hours.
Okay, 16 hours.
So, if they do 16 hours a day in Lancaster County, how many hours is that a week? Is that 7 days?
7 days. Okay.
Let me
the
check that for you.
The patient, she has the benefit of 24 hours, but she can split for from somewhere.
So we can do 1325 to 1350 an hour, plus overtime.
It is $16 for other place.
You're getting $15 now?
Yes.
Let me see if we can honor that rate. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, is the caregiver getting overtime?
Yes.
At 15 an hour?
Yeah.
So the most that I can offer is $12.25 because you're going to get overtime, and that will give you $2,200 a week.
No, $12.25, no. Because the caregiver, she got $15.
Yeah, we cannot do 15.
At a house.
Yeah. Is she getting overtime, ma'am? Overtime is time and a half. So anything over 40 hours, she's going to go up to almost $22 an hour.
Yeah, she's getting overtime.
So if she's making 15, she should stay where she's at. Because right now the agency can only offer her $12.25 an hour.
$12.25.
And then she goes up to $12, $13, $14, $15, $16, $17, $18 for the remaining hours.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you encourage for the payment, maybe the patient is gonna move to 24 hours. You can't get 24 hours for two caregivers. If you encourage.
So 116 hours with one caregiver, I can do $12.25 for the first 40 hours. The remaining hours, which is 50-something hours, she's going to go up to 18 or 19 an hour.
Yeah.
That's $2,200 a week. $2,200 a week.
Yeah, it has tax, whatever. You know? No, $200.
Regardless of whether you pay tax or not, you're going to make $2,200. You have to pay tax wherever you work at. Your gross income is going to be $2,200.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it's cheap. So, do you have any idea how to start for the home care business, or for my friend, she has house. So
I do not.
She want to rent it for home care. Home care. Her.
I don't know.
Or
I'm not familiar with that. With the process.
Okay. So how do you start for the home care business? You don't know?
No, I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
I can hire the caregiver, and I can assist the patient, but I don't know how to start a home care agency out of her home.
Oh, okay. Okay. So if you change your mind to increase for the payment, you can call us.
No. We can't change our mind. It's $12.25 an hour. That's it. And then time and a half for anything over 40 hours. So if you change your mind, you could always call us back.
No, $12 is cheap. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
You take care, okay? Good luck with your patient. Mm-hmm. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.